99.7 now.
This
is Big Bay Mornings.
Every single day, every morning.
This is what we came for.
We keep it real.
They're funny.
It's now and it's fresh.
I love you guys. Every morning I listen to you before I go to work.
You're just keeping me on point. I couldn't do it without you.
I just wanted to tell you how much I'm loving the new energy.
Loving the new energy. Yeah,
99.7 now.
Aw, yeah. Good morning. Big Bay Mornings checking in on your Wednesday, October 23rd. Although, feels like summer again.
Yeah, I mean, it really does. It's so funny. Like, we're talking about heading into fall.
We are in fall.
And we are not.
I mean, technically we are in fall. Feels like summer. I'm loving every minute of it, though. I enjoyed it yesterday. I sat outside for lunch, had me some tacos.
Shirtless.
You know, I had my shirt on. I had my shirt on, unfortunately, Greg. I'm sorry.
I don't know why you're so scared to go shirtless. There are other members of our on-air staff who just love taking their shirts off and posting on Instagram and just being proud
really?
Of it.
So, that's a taqueria. You guys mind if I take my shirt off here while I drink my Corona and eat my tacos?
I don't know. There's one person on our staff that can't keep his clothes on.
Well, speaking of coworkers, producer Arch is handing me a piece of paper. How's this for starting a day? Today is National Slap Your Annoying Coworker Day.
Well, Lord.
Who's going to get slapped first in here?
I don't know. Somebody's getting slapped. I suggest you ask for permission if you plan to slap a coworker today, though. You might want to ask before you slap them.
Well, I will say before even 6 o'clock, Arthur has definitely been the most annoying member of the morning show.
I mean,
why? This morning.
Why? As the producer, isn't that his job?
Exactly.
No, but he tells us information we don't need to know before we go on the air. Then it gets Benny riled up, and then I'm going to have to hear about it for four straight hours every time we go into commercial.
Woo! Well, welcome to Hump Day. We're here. We made it. We're halfway through the week. I want to say something that I was thinking as I was driving in today. Yeah. There was something super cool about a crazy busy city like San Francisco, right? There's traffic all the time. There's so many people. But, you know, there's not a lot of positives of getting up in the middle of the night when you have our hours. But driving through the city at 4 a.m. when there's, like, nobody awake yet for the most part and the streets are quiet. I have my sunroof open so you can, like, look at all the skyscrapers at a stoplight.
And you see the lights.
And the lights. And yes. It's just quiet. And I love it. And you're moving at the speed limit through San Francisco. Imagine that. I don't know. I felt like, you know what? This is really cool.
That is one of the times that the city is really beautiful because it's all lit up and there's nobody around to ruin it for you. There's nobody walking into the middle of the street.
Oh, there's a few crackheads.
Yeah, it's still beautiful at that time. And you're speaking of that. I mean, you can have your sunroof open because it was super warm. Mm-hmm. When you leave today, you're not even going to need a jacket. And I think that goes for the rest of the week and the weekend as well.
Absolutely. Well, we hope you are going to have a fabulous Wednesday. We are here to get it started with you. And we brought the money with us as we do. Duffel bags full of money. Secret sound. $2,700 in that jackpot. Can we give that away today, please? Can we get a winner for the secret sound? We will play that at 8:20 and 9:20 this morning. And of course, Big Money Minute. You hear it every morning. I know you're like, I could do this. This is easy as pie. I could answer those 10 questions. Well, come on then. Let's go right now. Caller 9. If you want to play Big Money Minute, we've got 10 questions and $1,000 if you get them all correct. Start dialing 888-456-9970. And we will play right after Tones and I. This is called Dance Monkey. Might be my new favorite song.
Oh my God, I love that song.
Tones and I. It's called Dance Monkey.
Let's play.
I'm going to, before
we play, Big Money Minute.
Oh, Jesus, Tree, way to ruin the intro. What?
Oh, shut up. I might have to do some research on this Tones and I. I got to know more about this group.
This is the group? Most streamed song over the past week.
Well, I don't care about streaming. I only care about radio play, you doofus. Radio is king. There is no streaming.
Oh, it's going to be one of those days. I can feel it, Jonah. Oh, it's funny. Even our phone ops changed your name 3 times. It's now Jonah. Hi, Jonah.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fantastic.
Is something in the air today? Are you having a little bit of an interesting morning or what?
Not yet.
Okay, well, day is young.
It could get interesting if you score $1,000. All you need to do is answer these 10 questions in 60 seconds, and you will score the cash.
Here we go.
Ready, set, go.
True or false, there are craters in the moon.
True.
Casper is a friendly what?
Ghost.
Sasquatch is another name for this urban legend.
Bigfoot.
This element smells like eggs.
Ugh. Pass.
What country will you find Copenhagen?
Denmark.
How long is one term of a U.S. presidency?
4 years.
The rebuilding of the U.S. after the Civil War was called this period.
Reconstruction.
Spell archaeology.
A-R-C-H-E-A-L-O-G-Y.
Crunch candy bars are manufactured by what company?
Nestle.
What hand is the Statue of Liberty holding a torch?
Right hand.
This element smells like eggs.
It's a toughie.
3 seconds.
All right.
Let's go through them. You did pretty well. It is true that there are craters on the moon. Casper is a friendly ghost. Sasquatch is also known as Bigfoot. And the element that smells like eggs is sulfur. Sulfur smells like eggs. Copenhagen is in Denmark. And while this term seems like it's already been at least 100 years, the U.S. presidency is supposed to only last 4 years. The Civil War period, when they were rebuilding, it was reconstruction. Archaeology, you switched the A and the E in the middle, so you spelled that incorrectly. Oh. Nestle is what company produces Crunch candy bars. I hope I get some of those for Halloween. And it is the right hand that the Statue of Liberty is holding a torch.
What the hell is going on with you, producer Art? You know your mic's on, right? And you're just clearing your throat every 3 seconds over there?
Yeah, can you step
off button?
Can you please step out of the room? You got 8 out of 10. Thank you so much for playing, Jonah. We appreciate you starting your mornings with us here on Big Bay Mornings.
We will send you some goodies for playing, so hold on the line, and we'll play Big Money Minute again in 1 hour, 7:10. It's coming at you. 6:30 Dirty is on the way, and Facebook is donating $1 billion, with a B, $1 billion, and it may help you lower your rent. Find out in your 6:30 Dirty.
And just after that, Dino tried to cover something up on a date with Cecilia, but when she found out about it, she ghosted him. Find out what secret was so offensive that happens in Ghostbusters today.
Oh, no. It's 99.7 now. It's Big Bay Mornings. On your hump day. So, of course, Halloween, 1 week from tomorrow. And are you a haunted house person, Greg?
Yeah, but not, I mean, yeah, I'm not dying over them, but I'll do it.
So, if you are, and you think you can conquer, and you have no problem handling all haunted houses, well, I got one for you. Now, you gotta travel to Tennessee. But it's the world's scariest haunted house. If you make it through this haunted house, you win $20,000. No one has ever made it through this haunted house.
Well, because they stab you right before the end.
They kill you right before you make it through.
I mean, what are they doing to people then that they can't make it through it?
So, they hypnotize you. That's the first thing they're doing.
No! Mm-hmm. You're not going to hit. What happens if, like, I never come out of that?
They hypnotize you so they can play mind games with you. Or, more accurately, psychologically torture you. And it messes with you so badly that everybody ends up saying the get out phrase, which is, you really don't want to do this. I don't want to do this.
Well, so basically, if they hypnotize you, then they mind control you. So then they control whether you finish or not.
It's called McGamey Manor. McGamey with an M as in Mary Manor. It's in Tennessee. If you're interested in this haunted house, you need to first sign a 40-page waiver.
Of course.
Signing your life away. Complete a physical. Pass a drug test. Prove you have medical insurance. Yeah, naturally. And pass a background check.
Okay, so basically, it's going to take a week or a month or however long before you can even qualify to go through this thing.
Oh, but they're doing something positive. The price of admission is just a bag of dog food. You need to bring a bag of dog food that they'll donate to dogs in need.
Dude, this is too much for me. But I'm sure there are some of you out there that would be up for this.
Are you? Would you? 888-456-9970. I don't even like the regular haunted houses. Like, I get scared going through the Six Flags.
All right, best haunted house in the Bay Area.
Huh?
I'll take Benny to it. Maybe this weekend. I got nothing to do, Benny, so I'll take you. Best haunted house in the Bay Area, 888-456-9970. It is that season.
All right, and if you are interested in this haunted house, you can Google McGamey Manor in Tennessee.
You know how long it would take me just to read the 40 pages of the...
Well, you know nobody's doing that. That's it. They're just signing. Just sign my life away.
All right, Dirty on the 30 is coming up next, and we got some very bad news for Warriors fans yesterday. I'm going to fill you in. That's coming up right after this.
Are you ready?
And now, Dirty on the 30.
Headlines.
Sonoma, Napa, and a small portion of San Mateo County are all in danger of having PG&E shut off their power this afternoon due to high winds and increased fire danger.
Wait, didn't you say this Monday? Didn't you say this last week?
No, I did. Well, I did say it last week.
But I said a broken record with PG&E.
But I said it Monday for this Wednesday and Thursday. So today and tomorrow were the days they said. Facebook announced yesterday that the company will pledge $1 billion with a B to construct 20,000 affordable housing units statewide over the next decade. That's pretty cool.
Nice.
A new study suggests that too much exposure to blue light from our computers and phones could speed up our aging process. Researchers found that the blue light may damage cells in the brain and retinas. I mean, I believe this. My eyes, for sure, if I stare too long at screens, like, all day, they bug me like crazy. Like, I have to blink.
Another
and...
thing that's making us look old. Great. Well, you know, I mean, there's nothing you can do about it. You know you're not giving up screen time. You might as well just get old. Go to Dr. Pay if you got a problem.
Sassy Sports.
A day before the Warriors tip off their season at Chase Center against the Clippers, Coach Steve Kerr delivered some bad news. He said it's unlikely that Klay Thompson would return at all this season. A lot of people thought, oh, he'll be back about midseason, somewhere after the All-Star break, at least in time for the playoffs. Well, Kerr said there's probably no chance for Klay to play. This will be a rehab year. That kind of sucks. All right. And the team that the Warriors will play at Chase Center tomorrow, the LA Clippers, they were led by last year's finals MVP, Kawhi Leonard, over the Lakers, 112-102 to tip off the NBA season last night. Kawhi and the Clippers will be at Chase Center tomorrow night to take on Steph Curry and your Golden State Warriors. And it was actually a really great game to start the World Series last night. The Washington Nationals nipped the Astros in game one, 5-4. Game two is tonight on Fox. That's all I got for Sassy Sports. But you know what I always say?
If they're playing with balls, I'm all over.
Entertainment report.
Federal prosecutors brought new charges against Lori Loughlin and her husband in the college admissions scandal, raising the possibility of an even longer prison sentence. It is not looking good for her and her husband.
Deal.
I know. Kylie Jenner's Rise and Shine is officially the fastest hashtag to reach 1 billion views. Hashtag Rise and Shine. She's currently in the works to trademark Rise and Shine after it went viral last week.
She didn't create Rise and Shine. Just because you said it, you did not create it.
McAfee released its annual list of celebrities who are most likely to give your computer a virus. So if you Google these names, you're most likely to get a virus on your computer.
The Kardashians.
No, they're not on the list. Not the top five, anyway.
Oh, I meant in real life.
Alexis Bledel. She's from Gilmore Girls. James Corden. That's weird. Sophie Turner from Game of Thrones. Anna Kendrick from Pitch Perfect. Why? I don't understand why they would be the ones to give you a virus. You would think it would be a Kim K or somebody that's trying to Google, like, naughty images of these celebrities. You know what I mean?
I got no idea.
All right.
I only Google, like, hot professional athletes, so...